Hey, good afternoon. This is Alex speaking.
This is Lloyd. Lloyd Carter.
Hi, Lloyd. Good afternoon. How are you?
I was calling about that document you sent to me.
Yes.
And it said all parties agree.
That was the addendum for the time extension that I was telling you this morning.
You said it was what now?
Oh, that was the time extension that I was telling you about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So what I indicated in there is I actually just extended it for, let me actually pull it up. Give me 1 second. 10. So I have it extended until October the 10th, just for the timeline. However, like what I've said, we're trying our best to close as early as we can.
No, I was just trying to verify where it said all parties agree, like far as my signature or something like that.
Oh, okay. No need, since I've already informed you over the phone.
I was just making sure that if anything occurred after the 26th, that it was, where I didn't sign something stating that, okay, we're going to wait until the 10th. Like I said, if something happened between the 26th and something happened in between the 26th and the 10th, I don't want to be held liable for anything, like I didn't sign no type of paperwork or nothing, saying that I was going to wait until the date. That's what I was stating. That's what I was asking.
Yes, sir.
I said, it was nowhere for me. Like I said, I didn't see nowhere for me to sign an agreement.
Right. So you're right. There's really nothing that changed from our original agreement. Everything is just the same.
Okay,
so,
everything's still the same with that. Right?
Yes, sir. So you don't have to worry about like the price and all that. If you have to pay something extra, there's really no.
No,
nothing
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying, if anything indicated in between before the 20th, like you said, if it don't say, like you said, you're trying to get it closed by the 26th, by the closing date, or maybe even Monday or something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're trying to get it closed by then, but if something, like I said, if something happened between the 26th and the 10th, as far as, if anything happened, I find another sale somewhere or somebody's interested in it and they got cash right then and there, I won't be held liable until the 10th, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're correct with that.
Okay, I was just checking.
Okay. I'm sorry for the confusion, but you're good. I'll make sure to give you an update if there's like any progress. I followed up today again, and I'm just after I talked to you this morning, and let's see if they will be able to give me an update tomorrow.
You said that we'll be able to give you an update tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And as far as, like you said, they had to go to Charles City or something, and they couldn't get it
over? They have to go to the county. Usually it's available. So what they're saying is it looks like it's not updated on the records online. So they have to physically go in there and... Yeah.
I wonder why they wait so long for it to close. All the way to the end of the closing day.
Usually our title company will put in the request really when we initially open the contract, and I'm not really exactly sure as well why it took so long. It's just like the process of the searcher. So it should, like, the search was supposed to be completed last week, but, due to the delay. And again, I'm really sorry. I should have, I don't know. I think I've followed up with them enough. And I was, like, just learning this all now that the records are not updated online and all of that. So.
Okay. Well, like I said, if something changes, let me know.
Absolutely. So I'll make sure to call you as soon as I have an update from the title company.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And I'll talk to you later. Have a good one.